Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight's show marks the second anniversary of Into the Light. We started the first week of January in the year 2000. It has been a great adventure for me. I hope those of you who have been listening to the show since the beginning have enjoyed the scope and variety in the music I've presented and have learned something about some composers who are new to you. I look forward to many more discoveries for all of us in the year ahead. By the way, in the 78 different programs of Into the Light which have aired so far, I have, with three little exceptions, not repeated any pieces. That gives you some idea of the vast number of worthwhile works by women which need to be heard. Since that first broadcast 2 years ago featured orchestral music, I want to mark the occasion by presenting orchestral music tonight. On this program, we'll hear three different styles of music for orchestra by the composers Libby Larson, Lily Boulanger, and Augusta Reed Thomas. We'll start with an overture by Libby Larson, who was born in 1950 in Delaware and grew up in the Midwest. She studied at the University of Minnesota with Dominique Argento, Eric Stokes, and Paul Fettler, receiving her doctorate in 1978. Together with composer Stephen Paulus, she founded the Minnesota Composers Forum. Determined to find a meaningful role for the American composer outside the mainstream of academia, they shaped a flourishing organization that ultimately, after their guidance, was transformed into the American Composers Forum with 10 centers across the United States. In 1983, she was appointed one of Minnesota Orchestra's two composers in residence, a position she held for the next 4 years, and she also became a mother during that time. She has written in many genres, including 8 operas, 5 symphonies, numerous concerto and chamber works, and a diverse collection of song cycles. Overture, Parachute Dancing, was commissioned by the American Composers Orchestra and premiered in New York in 1984. The composer tells us that during the Renaissance, there was a spectacular court dance involving parapluies, or umbrellas, the forerunner of the parachute. Dancers would climb atop courtyard walls carrying enormous, brightly colored silk umbrellas. They would begin dancing short, hopping steps, which became raucous leaps along their precarious ledge, until suddenly they would hurtle themselves off the wall, umbrellas overhead, and float down into the midst of the spectators. I grew up as a boat racing sailor in Minnesota, Larson continues, passionately interested in everything having to do with wind, sky, and water. I came across a history of parachuting in which the dance above was described. The image immediately captured my imagination as one which could inspire both good music and an engaging listening experience. It seemed full of motion and color, two important elements in music. Best of all, the precarious image of the dancers hurtling down into the waiting crowd suggested giddy danger to me. I like a certain amount of precariousness in life, and composed this daring do into the piece, most noticeably in the trumpet solo and percussion. We'll hear it now with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Carol Ann Martin.